Well, all right. We have any more prayer requests? Can I have a couple people help me with the communion? And we'll... Jesus told us to take this as often as we will. This is the Holy Communion, and it's for our healing. Paul went on to tell us to discern the body of Christ. And to discern the body of Christ means you're going to have to actually look at this bread and see Jesus in His sacrifice. Look in there and identify everything Jesus did. This is His body. The first thing we're going to notice, this bread is made without yeast. And that's important because yeast is significant of sin in the Bible. And Jesus' body was and is completely without sin. And this bread has been beaten and pounded flat. Jesus' body was beaten and bruised for us. He took our iniquities. If you look at this bread, you'll notice that it has stripes in it. And it's by His stripes that we were healed. See, Jesus went to that whipping post and He got scourged before He went to the cross. Our healing was paid for before our sins were. And this bread has been pierced. And every time Jesus' body was pierced, He shed blood. And every time He shed blood, He gained redemption for us in some area. Also, if you look at this bread, it's been slightly burned. That means the full wrath of God's fiery judgment, the judgment that was meant for us. You realize that we were supposed to go to the cross and not Him. Because we're lawbreakers. We were supposed to go to the cross and not Jesus. Jesus didn't do anything to deserve the cross. We did. But Jesus went in our place. And He took the full wrath of God's fiery judgment on Him. So that we walk free. His body was broken. And we're taking this for our healing. We release our faith in it. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is the most important thing you'll ever know about. It's because of the blood of Jesus that our sins have been washed away. It's because of the blood of Jesus that we are forgiven. It's because of the blood of Jesus that we've been justified freely by His grace. And it's because of the blood of Jesus that we can go boldly into God's presence and receive mercy and help in time of need. We can go right to Him and say, "Thank you, Father, for saving me." We can go into His presence as if nothing ever happened because the shed blood of Jesus washed it away. And the blood of Jesus continually cleanses you from all sin. We thank you for this. All right. We're in an exciting time in our lives. And it's just going to keep on getting more and more exciting. Don't look at what the devil wants you to see. The devil wants you to see the falling of the stock market as a bad thing. That's a good thing. The devil wants you to look at the decline of the American dollar as a bad thing. That's a good thing. The Babylonian system is going away. The devil is declining to an end. I see it all the time. You know, I watch the most power-hungry people in the world, the most money-hungry people in the world that have been put in positions all over the world, they're stepping down. Bankers are stepping down. Wall Street executives are stepping down. Major corporation CEOs are stepping down. You know, I got to believe that they're not doing that because they want to go devote their life to benevolence. I don't think that they just decided they're going to go play golf all the time. These are the greediest, most evil people in the world, and they're stepping down from their positions of power because they're being forced to. God is bringing in a new way of things, a new way of doing things. You know, the devil has been trying for a long time to create a system where there was a one world currency, a one world government, and a one world church. Always, always remember this. The devil has never been able to create anything. He's only been able to counterfeit. So whenever he's trying to do something, it's because there's something that God has already put in place, there's already established, he's already decreed it. There is going to be a one world government. And Jesus is going to be the head of this one world government. The government is going to rest on his shoulders. There is going to be a one world church. Jesus is going to bring us all together in the unity of the faith. Amen. Not our doctrines. Not our doctrines. I know pastors that won't hardly talk to me because doctrinally we're not on the same page. You know, this is the only town. This is the only town I can think of where they actually have a ministerial alliance that actually gets together and does different things. You know, most places you go to, the Baptist church won't walk across the street to an ice cream social at the Methodist church. The Church of Christ won't join nothing. And they think the Word of Faith people are a bunch of nuts that need to be hung. We all got a lot of things in common. There's a whole bunch of people in each of the denominations that believe Jesus is Lord. Amen? And we all got another thing in common. There's a whole bunch of things that we just don't know. And Jesus is going to fix that. Amen? Did you know that Jesus is the head of the church? He is the head of the church. Did you know that Jesus owns the church? It's his. he's going to have some, he's going to do some cleaning up. And I'll tell you, it really bugs me a lot when people say, well, the Catholic Church is just going to go all the way away. Not all the Catholics are going to go away. Some of the head is going to go away. But the Word of Faith people don't have any reason to be shouting hallelujah, because we got some in our upper echelon that are going away too. What is going to be left standing is those that believe God raised Jesus back to life and they confess that Jesus is Lord. Those are going to be the ones that left standing, because they are washed in the blood. They're abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. They're believing that Christ is Lord. Amen? And they have not sold their soul to Satan for a few dollars. There's a lot of that in every denomination. I don't care what denomination it is. Every single denomination has somebody in there that has sold their soul to Satan for money, power, prestige. Okay, but don't worry about it. It's going to be taken care of. Jesus is the head of the church, and he is going to take his church through this new dispensation. I don't know exactly how we're going to get there, but we're going to get to the millennial reign. I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised at how we get there. But here's the thing. Fear not. Fear not. Jesus has your back, and he has the head of you. He's got you covered. Amen? I want you to go to Revelation chapter 18. We talked about the fall of the merchants, the Illuminati, the criminal people that have been profiting off the people, that have been profiting off the nations and all the stuff, the evil people that have been behind all the corruption, all the satanic stuff that have been doing all this stuff, and how they crashed. And in Revelation chapter 18, verse 21, we're going to talk about the finality of Babylon's fall. It said, then a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. You know, the city, people have been trying to identify Babylon as a particular city all over the place. But Babylon is a system. And it's a system that has infiltrated the whole earth. Every corner of the earth has been infiltrated by this Babylonian system and plundered by this Babylonian system. There's riches beyond belief available to this world that they have kept to themselves. They've kept it out of our reach. They've lied to us about it. You'll see that here in a little bit. I really study this a lot. And one of the neatest things I found was how we've been told that silver was $25 an ounce for I don't know how many years, and gold was $1,700 an ounce, I don't know how many years. Well, finally, there's a whistleblower, because the legal system has been putting pressure on these big bankers and on these executives and stuff, and they finally got this one from J.P. Morgan that was explaining to them how they were spoofing these gold and silver trades. And they've been telling us that the price of silver and gold is actually $1,700 and $25, when in actuality, it's really up there. You know, they've been telling us that inflation is 7%. It's 17 or 20% in reality. They've been lying to you. It was interesting. I studied the guys that actually came out with the TV. They wanted to get TVs all over the world, and they call it television. And they said, if we're going to break it down, they said, tell a vision. They said, if we can show somebody a vision enough, they'll believe it. How many of you believe everything you see on TV? If you can believe about 5% of what you see on TV, that would be a good thing. That'd be a big thing. But literally, they tell you lies. They bombard you with lies until they make it seem believable. They start lying to us when we're kids in school. They start teaching us lies as though they're facts. And people are completely deceived in a lot of areas. Let this go on here. It said, then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city of Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore. The sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore. And the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and all who were slain on the earth. The devil is being judged. His Babylonian system is being judged right before our eyes. We're seeing major corporations going broke. We're seeing major executives going to jail. We're seeing major league players in this, the great, what they call the great men. The great men are being destroyed right before our eyes. You're seeing it. You're seeing it every day. It's happening. We're going to wake up before too long, and we're going to be back on God's system. You realize he honors gold and silver. That's a tangible thing. He honors tangible trade. This fake money that we've been running around with that has kept us in slavery all of our lives is going to go away. The slave system is going to go away. Your God-given rights will be honored. You do have a God-given right to the pursuit of life, liberty, happiness. That's a God-given right. That's in our Constitution. It's protected. You will be back where God designed you to be. It's going to be an interesting journey getting there. So just kind of grab your seat, because we're going to see some really crazy things here before too long. I want you to go to chapter 19. It says, after these things, I heard a loud voice of a great nation, great multitude in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. Amen. For true and righteous are his judgments. I want you to stop right there. True and righteous are his judgments. I don't know how long it's been since we've had a court system where we had true and righteous judgments. We've had man-made laws, not constitutional laws. We've had man-made precedents that have been overshadowing our government and overshadowing our court system to the point where absolute criminals walk into a courtroom and walk out with a slap on the wrist. And good people have a judgment put against them, and they walk into the courtroom and they leave completely destroyed. You know, there was a man up home in Wyoming that built himself, he wanted to build a pond, and he went to the EPA, which is a three-letter agency. Always hold them suspect. He went to the three-letter agency, got a permit to build this pond. He built this pond, and they said, it's all wrong, you're stopping the water from a runway. And he said, we went through this. I showed you exactly where it was going to be. We measured everything off. You showed me where to put it. You gave me a permit. I built it. And now you're suing me? See, we have an unjust legal system. And it's rigged against the people that stand in righteousness. But it's going to come to an end. Always remember this. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you got that way because you were judged. You've already been judged. And God brought the gavel down and called you innocent. Amen? Regardless of what the evil system tries to come against you with, tries to come against this nation with, you're in good standing with God. Amen? And He will bless you, and He will prosper you, and He will protect you in spite of whatever they do. And they're going to throw some big fits. They're going to throw some big fits. See, the devil, when he gets cast out of a man, he tears him. He literally, it'll look bad. You know, he won't physically rip him up, but the guy will scream sometimes, or something terrible will happen. It'll look like he might be dead, but it's just the devil leaving him, and then he gets up and he's fine. This nation is going to go through that too. This nation is going to be, at the very last, the devil's going to throw his big fit. And it'll seem like the nation is going to be destroyed, like maybe the whole world is going to be destroyed. But it's just the devil tearing before he goes. Do not be afraid. Just keep on celebrating that God wins. Amen. And in fact, He's already won. Just every time you see something on TV where the economy is getting bad or something bad happens or something bad happens, shout hallelujah. Say good. Get going with it. I've said this before, you know, store up a little bit of food just for the supply chain difficulties, you know. The Fed stepped in and made the railroads operate another 30 days. They had the cool-off period, but it's only 30 days. Get yourself a little bit of supplies put up. I know a guy that's been investing quite a bit in his 401k, and I told him, I said, look, get it in gold and silver. So he actually listened to me. he called the guys that I told him to call, and he said, "Yeah, I think we're going to do this." I said, "Well, good." You realize 401ks can just disappear. When Obama got elected, I knew some people whose 401ks he just went in and took their money. He took all their money. I've known guys where major corporations, when they got in trouble, they just went in and took their retirement. All of it. Then they didn't have any. Jesus said, "Don't store up for yourselves treasures on this earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, where thieves do break through and steal." I remember one time I was getting a lot of pressure put on me to invest in a 401k. I was working for this oil company, and they said, "You got to go do this. You got to go sign up." And those verses were the only things that came to my mind. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on this earth, where thieves do break through and steal. And I said, "No, I don't want nothing to do with your 401k. And they said, "But we'll match it." And I thought, what good does it do if for you to match it? I put $100 in there and you put $100 in there and something goes squirrely and you take it all out and it's yours and not mine. They said, "Oh, you're crazy." If I hadn't dealt with so many people that went through that, I might have believed them. But the power belongs to Jesus. And he is a true and righteous judger. Because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication. And he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, "Hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down to worship God who sat on the throne, saying, "Amen, hallelujah." Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of a mighty thundering, saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." Do you realize that the church is not the bride of Christ? We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, masculine. Jesus is not a female. Did you know that? I mean, there's some gender-confused people running around here saying maybe God can be a woman. That ain't it. We are the body of Christ. Jerusalem is the bride of Christ. Do you realize that the whole Israeli government stepped down? Just in this, boom! Everybody dissolved the government. What do you suppose made that happen? When I tell you that the devil had infiltrated absolutely every corner of this earth. I mean, he infiltrated every corner, including Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is being cleaned up as we speak. This whole nation, this whole world is going to be cleaned up. There's already a new trade system in place. Not many people know this, but at the end of World War II, there was a whole bunch of gold. And this gold was supposed to be used to help rebuild the nations that were affected all over the world over this war. And I know that some of you have heard of the G7, basically America and Europe, the G7. The G7 countries took all of that gold and left these other countries in shambles, and they actually plundered even more riches from these countries. They plundered Africa. The evil people behind this have been plundering the world for centuries. That gold didn't go away. That gold is going to be used to restore the nations. Jesus is the head of this deal. This whole world is going to come into agreement. Did you realize that? We could actually come into agreement with the whole world? When most people realize that they don't really hate each other, you know, I was told all my life to hate Russians. I thought, why? I was told all my life to hate Chinese. Almost every Chinese person I ever met was wonderful. When you realize that it's these three-letter agencies that are getting in there and stirring the pot, you know, poking you and then blaming it on me so they can get us fighting back and forth. The spirit of division. When you realize it's the spirit of division and not racism. When it's the spirit of division, you know, well, I don't like the way he does things. I mean, they eat menudo. Do you realize how ridiculous that is? But that's what they do. They'll get people bickering back and forth over cultural differences. Any little thing they can do to get a division. I'm going to tell you something. Why I know it's not racism, it's the spirit of division. The town I grew up in was 99.9% white. And they were split all over the place. So it wasn't color. The devil's going to find a way to get people hating people one way or the other. How mad do you get when your husband squishes the toothpaste wrong? How mad? This is a biggie. This is a biggie in my house. How mad do you get when your husband leaves the toilet seat up? That's an issue. I got my toilet seats rigged up where if you close the door, they just slam shut. Because I'll forget. But it's little things like that that get people bickering back and forth. You know why? Because the devil knows that if two can put 1,000 to flight, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. When two come into agreement, they're 10 times stronger than one. He can't afford to have the church coming into agreement on anything. He remembers what happened to him when Peter come out of the upper room, come out on the steps, and preached his first sermon and got over 2,500 people, 3,000 people saved. First sermon. So he had to start finding ways to get the people broken up. Get them. He couldn't have them coming together in agreement. That's why, you know, it really bugs me a lot when I see the church fighting over some stupid little thing. And normally, they're arguing about something from the Babylonian system. That's just stupid. Well, you didn't baptize him right. You know, my friend got baptized seven times one summer. My friend got baptized seven times one summer. Well, he worked in a church camp, and the first time he got baptized, he went down the pond, asked him what they was doing, and they told him, and they said, oh. So he went through their little spill, and he jumped in the water and got dunked. A week later, they had another church camp there. He went down there to see what was going on and said, what are y'all doing? So I told him, and he said, oh, I did that last week. He said, nah, you didn't do it. You didn't do it right. So he went, got in the water again. A week or two later, another church camp come in there. He went down there and said, what are y'all doing? And he told him, oh, you did it all wrong. He got in the water seven times that summer. So I'm witnessing to him. He said, Pat, you need to get born again. He said, how many times do I got to do that? I said, what? He said, no, dog, I ain't listening to nothing you got to say. I'm going to wait until the last dog is home, and I'm going to say, Jesus saved me. He said, that worked for the guy on the cross. I said, well, what do you say to that? The nations have been deceived in so many ways. Just like it's when we were in chapter 18, verse 23, it says, by your sorcery, all the nations were deceived. The devil has infiltrated every corner of this world with false doctrines, false religions. He's affected every area, but he's getting cleaned out as we speak. Get excited. Get excited. Don't get in gloom and doom. Get excited and say, man, every time you see something where the devil loses a little bit of ground, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. So that we're getting closer to where we need to be. I haven't spent very much time studying eschatology because I always figured there was such a great importance on getting people born again and try to help them live, you know, victoriously from day to day. But right now we're in a day and time where people need to have answers. They need to know that things are okay. And they are okay for us. For the bad people, not so much. But for us, it's good. Amen? Well, thank you, Father, for your word. We praise you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you that we don't have to know everything. We don't have to have all the answers. But we can abide in your shadow. We can rest in your care. Under your wings, we're protected. Father, we're safe. We know that nothing shall by any means hurt us. Jesus is the good shepherd. And we trust to him. He will lead us through where we need to be. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I know that there's a great big huge apple cobbler and ice cream in back.
I have one announcement. Oh. Keith's birthday is August 3rd, but it's on a